dad at a loss.
I don't know what happened. Once she moved back with her mother, she's not the daughter I raised.
But should his daughter...
There was a trust fund set up for you that your father raided.
...lose out too?
I took the money out of the trust to hold for her until she was 21 years old.
Is it in your name?
It's in my name, yes.
Well, it can't be your name. It's not your money. She's going to file a complaint against you for theft.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheinlein. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy.
19-year-old Abby Jensen is suing her father, James Jamie Jensen, for converting money from her trust fund without her permission.
Order. All rise.
It's case number 51 on the calendar, in the matter of Jensen versus Jensen.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Judge parties have been sworn in. You may be seated, ma'am. Have a seat.
Miss Jensen, this is your father, and this is what this case is about. It is your allegation that there was a trust fund set up for you that your father raided.
Yes, ma'am.
And you want the money from that trust fund.
Yes.
Your father says something about you having taken money out of a joint account. The joint account was one that he set up and that he put money in. He thought you were irresponsible with money, so there was a trust fund, but he took out the money from the trust fund and he put it someplace else that was safer.
Correct.
How much was in the trust fund initially?
The trust fund itself, Your Honor, was about $4,600-some dollars.
Who put the money in the trust fund for your daughter?
It initially was set up by my brother and my mother.
Trust funds are only set up once.
But the issue, Your Honor, that you're referring to, the other account, was an account that Abby and
I'm not talking about the other account.
Okay.
Right now, I'm talking about the trust fund.
Yes.
The trust fund was set up with $4,600 by your mother and your brother for her benefit.
Correct. When she turns 21.
And when was that account set up?
I have all the paperwork here, Your Honor.
Just tell me. I asked you what...
Specific date.
Well, look and tell me.
Probably 1995.
I don't want to see it probably. You said I have all the paperwork there. What date was the trust set up for her?
December 19th of 1995.
And who was the trustee?
I was the trustee of the account.
And you had certain responsibilities.
Yes.
Were you to invest it?
It basically was an investment company, yes.
No, not basically. I don't want to hear the word basically. Basically is a filler word.
That it was an investment company.
And how much had the account grown since 1995?
From the initial investment of $1,100, and I'd also put $1,000 of my own.
The initial amount was not $4,600, but $1,100?
Correct. Initial opening. And when I closed that out and put it in a different account, it was $4,647.56, Your Honor.
Okay, and in what account is that currently?
I closed out that account from American Century Investments, and I put it in an account with Wells Fargo in a separate entity. I took the
money. I'd like to see it.
It's right here. I have at least the last four digits of the account number, and
I don't want to see it.
Okay.
I want to see a statement from Wells Fargo.
This is the receipt from the deposit.
It's not going to be helpful to me, sir.
Okay.
I have to see whose name is on that account. Whose name is on the account?
My name.
Well, it can't be your name. It's not your money.
It's her money when she turns 21.
No, it's in trust. You want to show me the trust papers? I mean, I've set up trusts. All my grandchildren have trusts. It says trust account. That's what it says.
But
not an individual account in your name.
Right.
Is this account in trust, or did you just move the money around and then put it in your individual name?
I took the money out of the trust, Your Honor, to hold for her until she is 21 years old.
Is it in your name?
It's in my name, yes.
Well, sir, today you are going to take that money and put it in the trust. Because if you don't do that, let me tell you what she's going to do. She's going to go to the police and file a complaint against you for theft, felony theft. You took the money out of a trust where you were the trustee. I'll see the trust papers now, Bird.
And the woman...
And you converted that money into your own account. That's theft. That's a crime. It's a felony. So I would walk very quickly, preferably run to Wells Fargo and change the name of the account back into the trust. Do you understand?
Yes.
I would do that because I'm advising her that if you don't do that within 5 days, she can take a copy of this tape, go to the police, and say my father converted that money. He stole that money. That's what I'm going to advise her to do. So turn the money back into where it was intended until she's 21. How old are you now?
19.
You have 2 years to go. And if you choose to leave it in Wells Fargo, that's terrific.
But she wanted me to sign this money over to her.
She's not getting it signed over to her now.
Good.
And Your Honor, I didn't request for this money to be signed over to me at 19. I just knew that there's no way for me to access the money without him. And
no, just a second. When you're 21, you can.
Yes.
But this money must be turned into the same kind of an account, not an account in your name. Make the account right. It's an account under the Uniform Gifts to Minors Act.
Right.
Well, take care of it. Now, that takes care of your trust money. Do you understand?
Yes.
He's going to do that right now. Now he has a counterclaim. And his counterclaim is that you took money out of a joint account. Did you close out a joint account that you had with your father?
I did, but it was all in my name. The only reason why that he was on the account is because I was a minor. So
no,
all the money in it was mine.
It's not all in your name.
It was
a joint account.
Yes, it was a joint account.
Well, so now
because
understand,
I was a minor
that's why
child.
It's a joint account.
Yes.
He says that one of the checks in that account was a large check that belonged to him.
No, Your Honor. All the money in there was mine.
Well, tell me about it.
The money that was in there, he had put that in there. It was my money.
No. If you say, just a second.
Yes.
If you say to me it was yours, that means you say to me, Judge.
Yes, Judge.
Just pay attention. I worked since I was 16. And since I couldn't open up a bank all by myself, my father and I opened an account and I deposited my paychecks,
mm-hmm.
my paychecks, in that account every week since I was 16. And that's why I took the money.
Yes.
So first
Actually,
thing,
since
just
I was
a
four.
Second.
Yes, ma'am.
Then you said to me, all that money was mine. He put money in there.
Well, I'm actually not entirely sure how it worked. When I looked at the account, it looked like there was money being withdrawn from it.
I want to know, you're 19 years
yes.
old. When was the last time you personally put money in that account?
2 years ago.
Just a second. 2 years ago, you have proof that you put money into that account 2 years ago. Now you're 19. When you were 17, how much money did you put into that account?
Your Honor, I don't remember. I tried to get proof of the account, and Wells Fargo told me that they had no records of the account since it had been closed out.
You had no right to close out that account.
Okay.
It's a joint account. I don't know why you opened it together. But he says that he had a paycheck that was in there, and he was saving money. He may have been saving money for your benefit.
Well, Your Honor, he gave three different stories. I have proof of what I used the money for. It was a car. This is why this whole argument was, is because he wasn't allowing me my money for my trust fund for a car. So I took that money to get a car.
No, he's absolutely not allowing you to take your trust fund money.
Yes.
And to use it for a car.
Yes.
He says that's not what it was there for. It was there for something important, not for some nonsense. Car, dress, or whatever. Was that why you closed out the joint account?
Yes, I did, because my mother told me that that money was left for a car in college in my trust fund.
Well, are you going to college?
Yes, I am, and this fall.
Well, if she's starting college, sir, why does she have to wait until she's 21 if she needs the money now? And if you have the capacity to say to her, fine, you're starting college, this is what your uncle and your grandmother wanted. They wanted you to have this money for college.
Mm-hmm.
So why are you not allowing her to use some of that money if she seems to be doing the right thing?
That would be fine, provided I was able to put it directly to her schooling or whatever. I have no problem with that whatsoever.
Well, she says she needs a car in order to get to school.
I already bought her a car, Your Honor. It wasn't good enough for her.
Your Honor, he did not buy me a car. And I have proof that I used that money to buy a car for myself right here.
Just a second. Do you want your father to use this money towards your tuition in school?
I wouldn't be opposed to it.
Fine. How else are you planning on paying for school?
I did turn in a FAFSA form, so I was waiting to hear back what I qualified. I'm not sure what I qualify for yet for loans.
Are you going to a community school or a four-year school?
2-year.
What's the name of the school?
South Central College.
And who do you live with?
Myself.
And how do you support yourself?
I work full-time at a group home.
You've been doing that since you graduated from high school?
I've been doing that for 3 years, Your Honor.
How much do you earn?
$9.50 an hour.
Sounds like a pretty responsible girl. Is it true that she's been working for 3 years?
As far as I know, Your Honor.
Is it true she lives on her own?
As far as I know, I've not spoken to her for over a year. I don't know what happened. Once she moved back with her mother, she's not the daughter I raised. I raised her to be proper and kind, and I have a letter here I'd like you to see. When she closed out that account, I sent her a letter explaining all what the money was in there, what it was set aside for, and she sent me this letter back that was absolutely beyond words, Your Honor, not the girl I raised.
Your Honor, I didn't keep that letter that he sent me first, but it wasn't exactly very appropriate either.
No. I have it right here, Your Honor.
Okay, well, it starts out bad. Okay, so I don't have to read the rest. It starts out angry.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And later today...
Anything you want to say about that?
Well, I don't believe I should have to pay their portion of it. If they moved out as well, that's their half of the lease.
We couldn't afford to stay.
Listen to me. I'm looking at her, not looking at you.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Abby Jensen says her father, Jamie Jensen, converted money from her trust fund without her permission. Jamie is countersuing, claiming Abby took money from a joint bank account.
Okay, you know what I think? You have the capacity as custodian to allow her to withdraw money from this account for necessaries like school. And if she's working full-time and if she wants to better herself, I actually think that you should help her along and not use this money as a sword. You lived with your father most of your life?
No.
Well, other than last year, for the preceding 5 years, who did you live with?
My mother.
So when did you live with your father?
Well, I lived with both of them, Your Honor, up to when I was 12 years of age.
Okay. And if he had a joint bank account with you, that means he didn't start that when you were 12, or did he?
I'm not exactly sure when the account was started, Your Honor.
That's because you had nothing to do with it.
I was putting money in my paychecks into the account.
I don't believe... Oh, show me one paycheck that you put in there.
I don't have any proof of the account.
Well,
I tried to get it.
2 years ago was the last time you put money in that account.
Yes, when I closed it out, so.
What do you mean when you closed it?
Well, I closed the account out about 2 years ago when I was 16.
Oh, excuse me. Then what are you waiting for now? What happened for the last 2 years?
There was nothing I could do, Your Honor.
Well, there's nothing I can do now. I can understand why she doesn't have any records. You should have done it 2 years ago. So I'm not going to entertain a counterclaim that's stale. So I'm going to tell you this. This account has to go into the proper custodial account. If you want to be a good guy, and if you think that she's been doing, forget what happened 2 years ago. If she's been doing the right thing now and she's going to school, and if you want to make arrangements to help her with her tuition with this money, and if that's what she wants to do, she says that that's okay with her, is that right?
Yes.
Then make arrangements to do that.
And there was a check in there, which in the joint account was for...
I don't care about the joint account. I just told you, stale. Your counterclaim is dismissed, and I told you what you have to do with this account. Either you have to convert it back into the kind of custodial account that it was, or work out with your daughter that you will take this money and pay the tuition directly to the school. Do you understand? Bye.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
I can't believe she would do something like this to her own father. She won't even call me Dad. She calls me Jamie.
It was really difficult. I'm disappointed with my father for making the decisions he did.
I would love it to be back somehow to the way it was when we got together every week.
I don't believe any of it. I think he just wants people to feel sorry for him.
I loved my daughter with all my heart. I still do.
I just want to move on. This was closure for me.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Easley versus Strobridge, Clintz. Step forward.
24-year-old Julia Easley is suing former roommates Amanda Strobridge and her boyfriend, Cole Clintz, for the return of furniture.
All right, Miss Easley, this is what I gather from both the complaint and the countersuit. You and the defendants met each other on Craigslist and hit it off and decided to rent an apartment together. And all of you signed a lease on an apartment, and the lease on the apartment was for 1 year. Now, shortly after you signed the lease and moved in together, within a few months, you met a young man. Did you meet him online?
No, I worked with his mom, and that's how we met.
And you decided to move to another state to try to build that relationship.
Correct.
You told the defendants that you were going to break the lease and move.
Mm-hmm.
Well, whether they were happy or not, it appears that they were unhappy because you say when you did, in fact, move out, before you were able to move your things out, they took your furniture.
Correct.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
There was no compelling reason for you to break the lease. Absolutely no compelling reason
for
you to break
it. But if they were wanting to leave, too?
Yeah. We weren't wanting to leave.
But you still left.
That's not the point. What part of this aren't you getting?
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Julia Easley says former roommates Amanda Strobridge and Cole Klentz owe for the return of furniture. The defendants are countersuing, claiming Julia broke the lease.
Now, the defendants say that you told them that you checked to see what it would cost to move your furniture, and it was going to cost a lot of money, so that they said, we'll buy the furniture from you, and they gave you some money here and there from her babysitting money for the furniture.
Okay.
They have a counterclaim, and that counterclaim is as follows. They say that because you left, and because they couldn't afford to stay in the apartment without a third roommate, they were forced to buy themselves out of their lease. And since it was your fault that the lease was broken, they want you to be responsible for the buyout that they had to pay to get out of the lease. That's your counterclaim.
Yep.
Well, that seems rather simple. Now, I'd like you to tell me what furniture you allege they took from you.
They took my china hutch, my dining room table, the four chairs that went with it.
Just a minute, dining room table and chairs.
And then another armless chair that was in the living room.
Chair.
Another chair with an ottoman that was in the living room. Two end tables. Sounds funny, but some Tupperware, a toaster, my coffee pot.
I'm not getting involved with that.
A DVD player that was in the room that I let them borrow.
No.
Dining
room table and chairs, two chairs, an ottoman, and two end tables.
And there was a mirror as well.
Okay. Now, in what state did you move to?
I was supposed to be moving to South Dakota. I did not move because my boyfriend was in the Air Force. He ended up being sent home. He was honorably discharged, so I didn't have to move.
Okay. And when was it that you claimed that they moved out with your furniture?
February 12th of this year.
How much can you prove to me that you paid her for the furniture?
Honestly, on paper, we don't have proof.
Good. Then you have no proof. That's what we're here for. This is a court. Where is her furniture?
In our house. I have pictures of it.
Right.
The furniture
she wants
was paid
it back.
For. Your Honor, I actually don't. I don't want the furniture back. I don't
that's
know
too
what
bad.
Damages
that would be too bad.
That but would if they damaged it?
Listen to me. That would be too bad.
Okay.
It's relatively new. They don't look like the kind of people that would damage your furniture. You want your furniture back? I'm going to give it to you.
Okay.
Great. You have to make arrangements to go and get it.
All right.
Terrific.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Closed captioning sponsored by. Have you been cheated? Go to judgejudy.com or call 1-888-800-JUDY.
Now, I want you to tell me how much you paid to get out of the lease that you were forced to break because of her conduct.
We're actually still making payments on it.
Just tell me how much.
It was around $700.
Not around. This is not around.
The exact amount is $692.20.
Anything you want to say about that?
Well, I don't believe I should have to pay their portion of it. If they moved out as well, that's their half of the lease.
We couldn't afford to stay.
Listen to me. I'm looking at her, not looking at you. Because it was your fault that they had to break the lease.
Yes, I did offer for them to find a replacement roommate.
They didn't want a replacement. There was no compelling reason for you to break the lease. Absolutely no compelling reason
but
for you to break
it. But if they were wanting to leave, too?
Yeah. We weren't wanting to leave.
But you still left.
That's not the point. What part of this aren't you getting?
No, I got it.
Good. Fine. Then, as soon as she gets her furniture back in good condition, you're going to get your $692.20, not a minute before. Do you understand?
Yes.
Is that a perfect resolution? What?
I have a question. There were witnesses that say when they saw them leaving that they were dropping some of the furniture on the way out. So what if it is damaged?
Then they don't get their $692.20, okay. And you get the damaged furniture. Goodbye.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Next on WBZ.
It's amazing he survived. A student falls four stories through a skylight at an MIT frat house.
And this hasn't happened in more than 20 years.
The very unpopular tax that's going away.
WBZ News is next.
I'm a little disappointed that we didn't get to explain how much of a basket case the lady really is.
She just got really upset that I found somebody that I love too and I wanted to go start a life with them.
Honestly, when she met Facebook man online is when it kind of started falling apart.
We were all friends, and then once she met her boyfriend, kind of all just started to go downhill.
Doing ridiculous things, sending pillowcases with her breast imprints.
She helped me make it, and we were best friends.
She brought her insane, mentally challenged mother to live in our home.
Well, it was interesting because I had met her several months before, and we went out to movies.
You just don't know these people online these days.
She loved me, wanted to go out to drinks with me.
I don't really know what to think of it. It's something that should have never happened.
She was on the phone calling me psycho names and everything else.
Never get a psycho Craigslist roommate ever again.
I'm not going to get a roommate on Craigslist, that's for sure.